Hello, speaking.
This is a
Hello.
confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a recording telling me I owe some money or something. I'm not paying it. What's this all about?
Okay. As I can check in my database, ma'am, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone, okay, which cost around $300.
What was this
So
for?
that The order is a mobile phone, ma'am. It's a mobile phone which cost around $300.
I didn't buy a mobile phone.
Okay,
I'm very cheap, actually. I've got no.
let me check. Let me check, ma'am. What was the last time you had did online shopping?
Online shopping quite some time. I have COVID. I'm not into purchasing anything online.
Okay, so there can be a possibility, ma'am, might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay, because when I checked the database yesterday, there was an order. All right.
Well, I don't order anything. I don't pay for anything unless it's on PayPal.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, might somebody else is trying to misuse with your personal details.
Well, I agree with that. So, I'm not paying it. Okay, so what can I do? I'm
Don't
paying.
worry, we had hold the transaction from our end, okay? And let
Oh,
me tell
good.
you one more thing. Two unknown locations has been found from where the account has been accessed. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria.
Really?
So have you
Oh,
ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or
you said
whatever?
Nigeria and somewhere else. What was the other one?
South Africa.
Oh, I can't understand that. Oh, I haven't been anywhere.
South
No, I haven't.
Africa, Africa.
South Africa? No, I haven't been to South Africa ever.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team, and we are going to check exactly what is happening wrong. Okay. So according to that, we can provide you the security. So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
It's an Android.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to connect you to the secure server first of all. Okay. So we can block all the hackers first. All right. You there, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Apart from online shopping, do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statements?
Yes.
Okay. So don't check any kind of online, means don't do any kind of online transaction, okay? Until and unless we will found the hackers, why they are trying to misuse with your personal details, okay? So
Okay.
have you ever shared your Wi-Fi password to any of the strange or delivery persons?
No.
All right. Okay. And apart from mobile phone, what are the devices you have that is connected with the internet?
Computer.
Computer. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to connect you to the secure server first of all, so we can check why you are getting these kinds of hacking issues. Okay. So with the help of technical team, first of all, we are going to block all the hackers. Okay. So do one thing, ma'am. Just be in front of your computer, first of all.
Yes.
Okay, and open up Google.
Oh, hang on. I'm on an old one at the moment, so it's going to be very slow.
Take your time. Not an issue. I'm going to connect you to the server, secure server, first of all, okay? So we can block the hackers first. And you are having this type of hacking issues in the past or not?
No. How do I know who you are?
You are talking to eBay right now, ma'am. Okay, and we are not going to ask any kind of personal details over the phone. This call is being recorded for training and quality purpose. So don't worry about it. Okay? Once your computer is on, just let me know, ma'am.
I'm waiting to get on to Google.
Yeah. Open up the Google.
Yeah, it's too slow. I'll go to another one. Just a minute, my phone is going to go flat.
Not an issue.
I wasn't expecting anyone to call me. I'm going to another computer.
Okay.
So now I've got Google up.
Okay, your Google is on, ma'am.
Yes, I can do something. I'm on Google with through Firefox.
Okay, Firefox. All right. Now, at the very top of the page, ma'am, can you see there is a white long address bar to put some website? Top of the page.
That's the trouble. I've got a new computer here, and I can't see the top line.
Okay. Can you see that column where you can type a website, ma'am?
Where what?
Where you can type a website, a web address.
Well, in Google, yes.
Okay. Type it over there, www.
Yes.
Then A for alpha, letter A.
Lowercase.
Lowercase, ma'am. All will be in the lowercase.
So, A.
Then, N for November. N.
Yes.
Then, Y for Yankee. Y.
Yes.
Then, yes. D for David. D.
Yes.
E for Echo. E.
Yes.
S for Sugar. S.
Yes.
Then K for kilo, K.
Yes.
Now put a single dot, one single dot.
Yes.
Then type com, COM, com.
Yes, dot?
Yes, ma'am, dot com.
I got dot com.
Okay, it will be www.anydesk.com, right?
Yes.
Now press enter.
Anydesk.
Now what you can see, ma'am?
Yeah, Anydesk.
Okay, are you on the website or are you on the web result?
Am I on the what?
Are you on the website right now?
Well, that's what happened. I pressed enter and
press enter.
Access now.
Okay. Below, can you see download? Download yeah. Now. Click on download yeah. Now. One click.
What do I have to do that for?
This is a server application, ma'am. From here, we are going to get connect you to the secure server. Okay.
What's the secure service? What is it?
To the eBay secure server, ma'am. So first, we can block all the hackers, okay? And then we are going to block all the orders which has been not done from your end.
I actually have a security on my computer.
That is not security, ma'am. Your computer is safe and secure. There is a problem on the account. All right, hackers has been trying to misuse with your account. Okay, and this is a
what
server application, ma'am. eBay account, ma'am. eBay.
Oh. So why doesn't my security stop it?
Because you are having some kind of hacking issues here. You are not having some kind of virus issues, okay? This is not a virus or something is happening on your computer. Your account has been misused by some online hackers, ma'am, okay? So computer security and hacking problems are two different things. All right.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope you're right. So I have to download this.
This is not a big file, ma'am, that it will cover your space. This is a small server application, okay? So don't worry about anything. Click on download now. One click on download now.
Download.
Done? Okay, yeah. Now what you can see?
Oh, well, it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, it's completed.
All right. You can see a file which is downloading as anydesk.exe, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I said yes.
Okay. Put double click on that. Two click simultaneously.
On
that file which is downloading, anydesk.exe.
Yeah, it's happening. Something's happening. Well, something's up.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, can you see your address and some numbers over there? Some numbers?
Yes.
Tell me the numbers slowly, one by one.
909
Okay.
520
520
No, sorry. 909
Okay.
540
Okay.
822
What is the last one?
824
Okay, it's 909-540-824, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, now on that line, the right-hand side top corner, ma'am, right-hand side top corner. Can you see it's there are four bars?
Yes.
Four bars. Click on that bar, one click.
Yes.
Now, Can you see setting, set password?
Yes.
Click on set password, one click. Now I'm going to provide you a secure password, okay? Don't share this password to any of the third person. All right, this password is only for you, okay, ma'am?
Can't I make my own?
No, you. This is a server password, ma'am. We have to provide you. All right. And this is not your personal things or anything like that, okay? This is a server password which help you from the hackers to get protected. Now, what you can see?
Set password.
Okay. Now, where is written password? Okay. Type it over there. All will be in the uppercase. Okay. Keep that in mind. All right, ma'am. The first letter will be, yeah, all the letters will be in the uppercase. Okay. Keep that in mind. The first letter will be E. E for echo. E.
E.
Then B for Barcelona, B.
Yes.
Then A for Alpha, A.
E. If A.
No. A for Apple, A.
Oh, A.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Then Y for Yankee, Y.
Yep.
Then from the numbers, number one.
In caps lock?
No. One is one, ma'am. Number one. It doesn't matter caps lock or lowercase.
Doesn't.
You are typing the numbers, right?
Right.
Then number five.
Yep.
Then number one.
Yep.
Then number seven.
Yes.
Now click on confirm password below. Confirm password. Click on it. Now type it over there. All will be in the uppercase. Okay? Uppercase. Capital letters. The first letter E. E for echo. E.
Yes.
B for Barcelona. B.
Yes.
A for Alpha, A.
A. Sounds like yep. A to me. A for Apple.
Sorry. A for Apple, yep. Then Y for Yankee, Y.
Yes.
Then number one.
Yes.
Number five.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
Then number seven.
Yes.
Now below, can you see it's written apply? Click on apply. Done? Okay. Now the password box disappeared, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me tell you one more thing, ma'am. Don't share this password to any of the third person. Okay. And you told me that you have never been to outside countries in the past, right? Never?
Never been to what?
And you have never been to out of the country, like Nigeria or South Africa?
No.
Okay. Now, you will get a option, you will get a box, okay? Windows Defender Firewall has blocked some of this feature app. Can you see it over there? Click on Allow Access. Or you can cancel it. Cancel it. That is just a message, okay? Click on Allow Access or you can cancel that. But get rid of that box.
Box. Does the box come up with Windows Defender Firewall has blocked some features of this app?
Yes. Click on Allow Access down below.
Allow Access. Oh, I get it. Your accent is hard.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm the Asian guy, right? This is the reason.
Done that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to show you, okay, what hackers are trying to misuse with your identity, okay, and what they are trying to do. Okay. Now, minimize this page. Click on the minus sign. Minimize it.
Click on what?
Right hand side, top corner. Can you see there is a minus sign? Minus. There is a...
Oh, on the top line.
Yes, dear.
Above the lines.
Yes, ma'am.
Minus.
Yeah, there is, that is a minimize button. Click on it.
Now we're back to any desk.
Now minimize this one also. Click on the minus from this page.
See, I can't see the top line on this computer. I can't see a minus.
Okay. Okay, don't do anything. At very top, can you see there is a X, right hand side top, X.
Where you go back? You're supposed to go back. No, I can't see the X and I can't see the minus.
Move the cursor, it's hidden. Move the cursor, it will get into it. Move the cursor to top, click on it.
But I can't see, it says, I can't see the top.
You can't see the top.
Yeah, there's something wrong with something.
Not an issue. Down below on the taskbar, down below on the taskbar, can you see your browser application on the taskbar? The Firefox symbol.
Firefox.
Yes, X out of it. X out of it.
Yes, everything's gone.
Lovely, lovely. Now down below on the taskbar, can you see there is a search box? Search with a magnifying glass symbol. Search.
Search, yeah.
Lovely. Search. Click on it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Once you click on it, type it over there. C for Charlie. C.
This is at the top. Where?
Yeah, at the top.
What am I doing? C. Case.
Yes, ma'am. C.
Lowercase, uppercase.
Lowercase. All will be in the lowercase.
Right. See?
Then M for mother. M.
Yep.
Then D for David. D.
Oh, D.
Yes, ma'am.
D.
Now press enter. Yes, ma'am. Come on.
D. Enter.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Now you will get a black server box. Can you see it's written Microsoft Corporation All Rights Reserved?
Microsoft Windows, Microsoft All Rights Reserved, yes.
Okay, now this is a black server box. From here we are going to check if there are online active hackers are on your line or not. And if they are on your line, then how many hackers are still active? Okay, so where the cursor is blinking, type it over there. N for Nancy. N.
Yes.
E for Echo. E.
Yes.
T for Tango. T.
D for Dango.
No, no, dear. Like T for
Dan.
Tan.
Yeah.
No, no, no. T T T. Like T for Tina. Toy.
Tom.
T for Tom. T for Tom. Right. Yes, ma'am. Then E, lovely. Then S for sugar. S. Then T for Tom.
Yep.
A for apple. T for Tom.
Yep.
It will be NIT stat. Yeah, NIT stat means it will going to show you the results of your network statics. Okay, now press enter. Once you press enter, ma'am, you are going to get the active locations. Okay. So, did you get active locations over there?
Active connections, and it's coming up with lines of stuff.
Okay. Can you see proto, local address, foreign address, state on the first column? Okay. Proto means the type TCP. Okay. It's a kind of server. Local address means your local address. Foreign address means the people who have been trying to misuse with your personal details, the identity, the hackers. And the state means if they are still active on your line or not. Established means they are active. Close rate means they are not active. Time wait means they had left the line. Okay. So how many established connection you can see over there? Established.
You mean under the proto, the
state. Under this state.
Oh, state. Oh, you want to know how many established?
Yes, established means how many hackers are still active on your line. So how many established connection you can see over here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five. Okay, that means five hackers are still active on your line. Okay, this is the main concern. This is the reason I was trying to explain you. Okay, that you are not aware of all these things, but hackers are trying to misuse with your personal identity. Okay, now do one thing. Close it. Close the box. Cross. X out.
On the X.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gone.
Okay, lovely. Now, tell me, you do online shopping, right?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like, do weekly, monthly, or quarterly, or yearly, your shopping?
Maybe 1 to 6 months. I've got PayPal.
PayPal, okay. And apart from online shopping, do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statement?
Yes, I have online banking. What are you going to tell me?
Okay. And you do like do mobile banking or internet banking over the Google?
Internet.
Internet.
I can access my bank account.
Okay. You do over the internet, right? And you generally use your computer or your mobile phone, ma'am?
Well, both. It depends on where I am.
Okay, all right. That means both of the devices you use frequently, right?
It's mostly my computer.
Computer, okay. So, do one thing, ma'am. First of all, don't do any kind of transactions from your mobile phone, okay? There can be a chance that maybe you had used the public Wi-Fi in the past. Okay, that can be also a reason hackers has been trying to get into the account. Okay,
I haven't used Wi-Fi.
Okay, you don't use public Wi-Fi, never in the past?
No, I have my mobile phone is my hotspot, so I have that with me.
Okay, ma'am, let me tell you one thing. Hotspot is also kind of connections, right? So you once you open up the hotspot, ma'am, it's open all the platforms, okay, at a time. So that allows hackers to get any of the devices, okay? But that is the last level of securities which I'm talking about. Not hotspot are dangerous. It's not like that, okay? It can be used each and every time, but sometimes what hackers can do is they can get into it. Okay. I believe while you do surfing or browsing, you get pop-ups, right? Of advertisement. Right, ma'am?
Get what? Sorry, I don't know.
Pop-ups, like ads, advertisement. Whenever you do online surfing, like ads of this and that. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is also a trap by the hackers. Okay, what they can do is once you accidentally click on that pop-up by mistake, that also allows hackers to get into it. Okay, so don't click on any of the pop-ups. All right, ma'am, keep that in mind. Okay.
I'm not sure what a Bob box is.
No, I'm just telling you, ma'am. I'm just telling you. Okay. And yesterday, there was a transaction of 299.99. Okay. And today morning, there is a transaction of 99. So, had you tried to do transaction of 99 today morning?
No.
Okay. Do one thing. Just check your accounts and let me know. Did you find any transaction of 299 and 99 of yesterday dates and today dates around 9 p.m. Sorry, 9 a.m.
No, I'm sick with COVID and I'm usually in bed at that hour.
Okay, sorry to hear that, ma'am. Okay, not an issue. Just check and let me know, ma'am, because these all are the hidden transactions. Okay, you can't able to see that. This is the main reason. Check your all the accounts and let me know. Yesterday date of around 1 p.m. Today around 9 p.m. Two transactions as I can check from here. Okay. One is of 299.99, one is of 99. Just check and let me know, ma'am.
In my bank account.
Yeah, do you just check it from your end? You not need to share any kind of personal details over the phone to me, okay? Just check it and let me. No. Yes, ma'am.
No, yes.
Sorry, I can't get you.
You want me to check my bank account now?
Yeah, check it and let me know, ma'am. Do you find any transaction of 299 or 99 or not? So we can block them.
Well, I'm not in there yet. Are you sure you're not looking at this?
No, ma'am. No. Nobody is looking at me. Okay? So don't worry about it. We are not authorized. Okay? You are connected to server, ma'am.
I was in my bank account earlier today to pay an account. I did not notice anything then. And there's nothing there. Hang on. No, there's nothing but that.
Nothing, so, right? Come out of it. Come out of your bank.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, not an issue. Just hold on now. Did you come out of it, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, now do one thing, open up the Google.
Hang on.
Sure.
Okay, what about I've got Google.
Now at very top, type it over there, validator, V-A-L-I.
V? This is very V-E-L-I?
No, V-A, A for Apple.
V-A, validator.
Yes, ma'am.
O-R, validator, O-R. Yep.
Done. Now you have to click on the W3C markup validation service. The first one, the W3C markup validation service.
Got that.
Okay. Now, once you open it up, you will get an address panel, white long address panel to type something. Can you see that?
Sorry, say again.
Can you see address, white long address panel?
Yes, yes.
Now, type it over there. All will be in the lowercase, okay? Small letters.
Yep.
www.
Yes.
onlineshopping.com.
What am I going here for? Is that all one word?
All one word, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, can you see check? You have to click on check.
Sorry, this document cannot be checked.
Okay, can you see something as error blocking validation?
Yes.
Okay, that means the hackers are blocking the validation. Okay, do one thing, go back, go to the back page.
Go to the back page.
Top left hand side corner, can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
Oh, arrow, yep.
Click on that arrow.
Right. Back.
Now delete onlineshopping.com from there.
Yep.
Now, what was the last time you had did online shopping with eBay, ma'am? eBay.
No. A long, long time. I can't remember.
Not an issue. All will be in the lowercase, okay? www.
Yep.
eBay.com.
Yep. Check.
Yes, ma'am. Check. Once you click on check, wait for the result.
A whole lot of stuff.
Okay. Once you get the result, scroll down the page and tell me, do you find any red errors or yellow warning or not? Anything like that. Red errors or yellow warning.
Sorry, I came up with some sort of warning and that's gone away. What did you say before that?
Can you see something as red errors or yellow warning?
Red error.
Yeah, can you see error?
Error. Oh, yeah, the top one's error.
Okay, and how many errors you can see? Tell me the total number.
Only one. How far down do I go? One. Hang on, I'm not to the bottom. Two.
Okay. Scroll it down, tell me the total number.
Three, four, five, six. What does this mean? Seven.
Okay, check it.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. I'll keep going. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53.
Okay, okay, let it be, ma'am, let it be. If you have more than 10 errors, ma'am, okay,
yep.
10 errors, then there can be a possibility. These are the hacking things, ma'am, okay? What hackers are trying to do. All right. Okay, ma'am. So what they have been trying to do is, ma'am, more than 10 times they have been trying to misuse with your eBay account also. Okay. And whenever they were trying to misuse with some kind of your personal details, at that moment of time, this generates this kind of errors and warnings each and every time to make you aware. Okay. But these all are the hidden problems, ma'am. Okay. So this can't be seen by your naked eyes. All right.
So what am I doing now?
Hold on. Okay, now what I'm going to do is, I'm going to transfer this call, like as I had already provided the report to my seniors. Okay, now what I'm going to do is, as you are having some kind of hacking issues and more than 5 hackers has been found, ma'am, okay, from different location. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team from NCA department. All right. So one of the senior officer from NCA department, from National Crime Agency, is going to have some word with you, okay? Now he's going to explain you how he can help you regarding this matter, okay, ma'am? So just be on the line for a few sec. I'm going to connect you to the NCA department. And it was...
Sorry, what department is that? I can't understand.
That's the NCA, ma'am, National Crime Agency. Okay, as you are having the hacking issues, so they are going to handle your case. Okay, ma'am? So,
thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And it was lovely talking with you, dear. Okay? Yeah, stay healthy. Just be on the line for a few seconds, ma'am. Okay. Okay, ma'am?
Yep.
Thank you, dear.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm not well actually, but I'm making my way through. I have COVID. So, yes.
Sorry to hear that.
But I'm trying really hard.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Now, first of all, can you just tell me that have you understand, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what you have understand that what is exactly going on?
What I understand?
Yeah.
I understand that someone's hacking, because was he from eBay? Like, supposedly I've bought a phone on eBay. Mm-hmm. And no, I have not. I haven't bought anything on eBay.
And when did the last time you used your card from making any transaction? Like, when did the last time you used eBay? Or when did the last time
you used eBay? I cannot remember.
And yesterday or today, have you used your card for making any transaction that the eBay department has mentioned?
No. You mean my credit card or what card?
No, your debit card.
For how long? I use my credit card to do my purchasing, but not on eBay.
Okay.
I haven't used eBay.
Okay. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who are already been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to misuse with your details and with your information. Okay, they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing some cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Okay.
So what are they doing?
They are using your identification for doing some cyber fraud activities. They are pretending it to be you, and they are misused with your details and with your information. Now, that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
Well, sounds serious, but no.
Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for a government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities, all the fraudulent transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia. We deal with it. Okay? Now, as we get through your personal details, there were several fraud activities which has been going on. That is the reason why your case has been registered to us, so that we will gonna investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the peoples are belonging from, those are trying to compromise into your details. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I haven't had any record of that happening.
I couldn't get that.
I don't have any record of that happening. There's not anything come up on my credit card as long as I haven't looked at it for a while, but...
No, basically the thing is that they have tried to make that charges through your eBay account. Like, especially they are using some online platforms so that they can, make some purchases. It's not about only eBay. They can, in future, they can be tried to make a transfer from Amazon, from any other website. So, first of all, they have used your eBay account for making some fraudulent charges that the eBay department has mentioned. And it was a confirmation call from the eBay that are you the person who has made that transaction or not. And you have mentioned to them that you haven't authorized any of these transactions, correct?
No.
Okay. So that is the reason why they have cancelled these transactions. Whatever is trying to be made, okay? And now that is the reason why your call has been connected to us, so that we will gonna go ahead and investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the peoples are belonging from, those are trying to compromise into your personal details, okay? Now, whatever you can see on your screen, minimize all the pages and come back to your home screen first.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep my phone going here because it's going down. Um, 12% I'm up to. I don't have the computer.
You can put me on speaker and you can put the plug in.
Yeah, I won't hear you, Pablo.
You can put me through on speaker mode.
You are on speakerphone.
So you put the charger in then, if you don't have got the charge?
I'll put it in. It should work if I put it in the back of my computer, shouldn't it? Keep charging. That's next to me. So now it's in the back of the computer. My phone is connected there. Okay.
Okay, whatever you can see, minimize all the pages and come back to your home screen.
Okay. Well, now I've got the one that's showing results.
Okay. Now, can you see any desk application on your computer? Anything with any desk?
No.
A red color icon, white color diamonds in it.
Not with you. Then
look at the bottom on your screen. Can you see any desk application with a red color logo and white color
anything.
Lines? Open up that application. Now what do you see?
Free license, non-professional use, that problem.
Look at the middle of your screen. Can you see it says permission profile?
Where? Not down the side or where?
Okay, look at the top. Can you see any option new session?
Settings?
On the top, can you see new session on the top?
Can I see what?
New session on the top, left hand side
new,
top.
New session, yes, I'll click on that.
Give a click on that.
Got it.
Now, can you see any orange color box? It says install AnyDesk on this device.
What did you say? Install AnyDesk?
Yeah, give a click on that.
Installation.
Accept and install.
Didn't I already do this?
Now give a click on yes.
Do you want to allow this app to make changes?
Give a click on yes.
There's no yes. It says no. Oh, yes. What? Why? What can I do? No. Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device?
It will gonna install on your device so that nobody from overseas countries can able to do anything wrong with it. We are just protecting your devices through this AnyDesk, so that it is a security software through which we're gonna activate the firewall security on your whole internet connection. So give a click on yes.
Oh, good. Oh, I don't know. Why did it come up now? Oh, I'm back to where I was.
Now, what else
welcome
do you see?
Welcome to. Would you like to install this device software?
Can you install or something like that?
Any what?
Can you see any option install it says?
Didn't quite get that.
Install. Can you see any option install?
Oh, always trust software from Philandro software. Install, don't install.
Yes.
Scott.
Give a click on install.
National crime comes up. Is that you?
Yeah. Yes, right. You are connected to the National Crime Agency. So we will gonna go ahead. Now minimize all the pages and come back to your home screen.
To my home screen.
Yes.
Well, I've still got this showing results from.
Okay, you have already checked that whatever the things you do on the internet, it is secure or not. Now, these are the malicious and junk files which we are getting from your server. So that means, do you have got any idea about these errors and warning messages?
Do I have any idea?
Do you have got any idea about these errors messages? Now, these are these errors messages which we are getting from your server. Like, whenever suppose someone without your permission has successfully logged in with your personal details, that moment of time we are getting these malicious and junk emails from the server.
So that's in error.
Yes, right. There are a lot of errors and warning messages that you can see that we are receiving from your server, because someone from overseas countries who are already been established on your whole internet network, and most of the people from overseas countries like China, Nigeria, Cambodia, who are using your network for doing this soft cyber fraud activities. Now what we need to do, we need to go ahead and put the 3D layers of security, the firewall security on your whole internet network and on your banking server as well.
Now, could you just do one thing? Could you just log in into your account and just do let me know so that we can activate the firewall security on your server?
I'm not logging into my account.
I'm sorry?
I'm not logging into my account.
Like, you are not giving me any of your personal information. Like, just log in into your account and check the statement that if any money has been deducted from your account.
I've already done that.
It is on hold. So, if any money will be deducted from your account, we have to go ahead and give you the money back to you. And we have suspected that there are lots of transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted from your bank account already.
I was in there 5 seconds, 5 minutes ago with that other man. I had to go in and out, again.
Okay, you have
and there was nothing taken.
Okay. Now, as I can see over here, through your account number ending with 9837, there were the 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your accounts already. So, we need to go ahead and we need to put the firewall security on your whole internet server. Okay? So, what do you can see on your screen at the moment? Just do let me know.
I can't see anything, it's gone.
Sorry?
I can't see anything on my screen. It's gone off.
Okay. Yeah, it is from the server that the server is activating the security. So, like, it will gonna come up automatically. Now, did you switch up? Did you switch off your computer?
Did I stop it?
No, do you switch off your computer?
No. I'm trying to turn it on.
What do you can see on your computer?
Nothing.
Have you restarted your computer? You are using a computer or a laptop?
A computer. I'm trying to turn it on.
So why you have switched off the computer?
It's coming back.
I said it is from the security server. The server is activating the security. So sometime it will gonna go on black or sometime it will come disappear. So you don't need to switch off the computer. Just leave
security.
The computer the way it is. Yes.
How much longer this there? I've been here an hour.
It is from the server. We need to go ahead and activate the security, okay? Because the bank that you are logged in, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. We need to activate the firewall security. So in future, apart from you, no other person can be get into your personal details or on your online banking. Do you understand? So that is the reason why we need to put the security, the firewall security, and we need to go ahead and block these hackers, those have been connected with your network. So can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your account so that we can activate the firewall security, so that apart from you, no other people can be get into your devices without your permission?
I'm not feeling very comfortable with that.
Now, you are not giving it to me, you're just doing it by your own self. We have to put the firewall security, as you have already seen that the hackers have tried to be gone into your personal details. And they have successfully logged in into your personal details for several times. You have already checked that.
So, they didn't take any money?
So you are waiting for them so that when they can steal money from you and then you can do something about it?
Oh, sorry. Can
or else we will gonna take a precaution from that.
Can
do
you
they
talk
have...
to me?
Yeah?
You're talking too fast.
I'm sorry?
You were talking too fast. So I don't know what you said.
I said that... Okay. Now, I said that the hackers... Those are been tried to be get into your personal details. They have already been onto your personal account details for doing something wrong with it. You have already checked it on the validator that there are several people who are already been onto your personal details, like your emails, your internet banking. They have know all the details. So that is the reason why we need to go ahead and check all these things so that we can go ahead and put the security on your whole internet server. Now that is why we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna activate the firewall security on your banking server. So that what
can
will gonna happen?
Can't you do that? Can't you do that without me going in there while you're looking?
No, we can't able to see your screen. You are connected to the security server. It's not a human being who can control or can see your screen. You are connected to the virtual server. We are just guiding you over to the phone. Okay. Now we need to activate the firewall security. That's what I'm telling you. That what we will gonna do, we will gonna activate the firewall security so that in future, apart from you, no other people can be get into your devices without your permission.
Okay. So how long does this take when I'm in there? How long does that take?
It won't take so much of your time as because there are lots of people who have been connected with your network. That is the reason why it's taking so long. But I will make sure that in future, you don't have to face this sort of trouble. So we have to do this in a proper way. Because until or unless we put the security, you have to face the same sort of problems every time. And I don't want you to face this sort of trouble. So that is the reason why we need to go ahead and activate the firewall security on your whole internet network and on your banking server as well. So that's what I told you, that you just log in into your accounts and just do let me know so that we can activate the firewall security.
Right. I have security on my computer, micro-trained. So you say I've been...
Then also your personal details has been compromised. I'm not just telling you. They have already showed you that apart from you, how many people from overseas countries have been connected with your network. I believe you already seen it, that there are several people, there are several foreign addresses which has been connected with your network.
Right. So now what have they done while they're connected to my network?
So that means till that time, whatever the things you have done on your whole internet network, like emails, online shopping, online banking, they have got all the information of your personal details. Now that is the reason why we need to go ahead and block these hackers. Because if you can change your personal details, your banking information, your email, or your online shopping information, they can still able to get this information because they can able to see whatever you do on the whole internet platform because they have been connected with the same internet IP address. So that is the reason why we need to go ahead and block them up permanently from your internet server so that in future you don't have to face this sort of trouble.
Right. So can't I do one blockage for everything that's on my computer?
That's what we are trying to do, that we will have to activate the firewall security so that in future you don't have to face this sort of trouble.
Right. I've got more than one bank account, so you want me to log into one bank account that I do my internet banking with?
Yeah, like apart from this bank, do you banking with any other bank?
I have another bank.
Okay, you can check that account too, that if the money has been deducted from that account or not. Because we need to put the firewall security on the whole internet network.
Right. So I'm not going in and out everything. So this doesn't make sense to me. Can I get you to talk to my son about this? He understands it more than me. And then it'll be right. Okay?
You can do that, but for now, we have to activate the firewall security, ma'am. So, like, we need to go ahead and we need to, you need to follow the guidelines as well. That as because you are the main account holder of this computer and of this whole internet network, that is the reason why we are telling you that we will gonna go ahead and activate the firewall security.
The firewall security goes over everything on my computer.
Yes, so that in future nobody can be getting to your personal details without your permission.
You better be right. What's your name?
My name is Peter Wilson.
Peter Wilson?
Yep.
You're getting trusted? I'm getting trusted. My son was going to tell me that I should not have done this, so I don't really know whether I'm doing the right thing or not. Okay?
Like, did I ask you any of your personal information?
With a pattern?
Did I ask you any of your personal information? Then why you are getting so suspicious?
Because you want me to go into my bank account.
So you are doing it by your own self. I'm not asking for it. I'm not asking for any of your personal information. I just told you that I'm not a magician, right? I can do something about it from over here, and the problem will be get solved. We have
Where are you?
That, and we need to do these things properly.
Where are you calling from?
We're based in 55 Kent Street, Sydney.
You're in Sydney. Okay. It sounded like you were a bit closer, or a bit further away than that. It's gone off again.
It is from the sir. Why you are keep turn off the computer? Don't you understand any simple thing?
It just went out on its own. I didn't touch it.
So why you have turn off the computer?
Why what?
Why did you turn off the computer?
Why did I turn off?
Why you are keep turning off the computer when it's getting black?
Well, I didn't turn it off. It just went that way. How do you know it's off?
Whenever it's getting black, why you are just turn off the computer?
I didn't turn it off. Somebody else must have.
So can you able to listen to me, or you will gonna do the things by your own self?
How do you know the computer is off?
Because you are connected to the network.
What
the network?
Network
has suspect. The network, you are connected to the National Crime Agency, and the network is suspect that your computer is getting off.
I'm sorry, I have to leave this. I'm not feeling well.
Why you have to leave this? You don't understand English, or like you have got a problem to understand things? Because you are an idiot.
Goodbye.
Hello.